Welcome to the Upside Podcast, powered by Upside Global and hosted by Julian Blinn, founder and CEO of Upside Global. The Upside Podcast is listened to weekly by over 6,000 sports and tech executives from all sports leagues and teams in the United States and around the world. Julian has been developing technologies for professional sports teams for over 10 years and has worked for major tech companies along with sports tech startups. In each episode, Julian interviews global leaders in sports to share knowledge on emerging technology in the sports industry and how these technologies can help improve the performance of individuals and organizations, both on and off the playing field. And now here's your host, Julian Blinn.
So today we have the honor to interview Carlos Holguín, the CEO of Logic Inc., a leading well-being biosensor company for everyone. So Carlos, welcome to the show.
Hi, Julian. Thanks for inviting me.
Great. Well, thank you. So, Carlos, what I want to talk to you about today is first we'll talk about your background, and then we'll talk about your company, your products, as well as the benefits for athletes and teams to use your product, and then we'll talk about your plans for the next 12 months. How does it sound?
Sounds great.
Great. So, Carlos, just to begin with, could you tell us about your background?
So, I'm originally from Mexico, where I did my undergrad. I studied electrical engineering. Then I went to the U.S., to study computer science at Carnegie Mellon. And yep. After that, I studied systems biology at Columbia University. Although I didn't finish that degree, I was already running a corporate research group at Autodesk, a software mm-hmm. company for design and engineering tools. And it was at that time that we decided to create this startup outside of Autodesk, of course, where we, I'll tell you more about it in a second.
Yep. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So now, how do you get the idea? What was the moment when you got the idea of doing Logic Inc.? What was the trigger for that?
Yeah, so the initial vision of the company was about functionalizing body-based self-expression, meaning we saw that, you know, tattoos are ever more so common, especially in younger people. And yeah. And at the same time, you know, it was an amazing opportunity to be able to functionalize them and show something that is important to you. And also that could be concealed because it doesn't need to be something that everybody has to know and can be very personalized. So that's mm-hmm. how we started the company, from that vision, and then connecting that to deep tech. In our specific case, we're mostly focused on DNA nanotech, and to some extent, CRISPR-Cas systems. And yeah. we just like the idea that we're making a deep take enabled consumer-facing application. So that's how we started the company, with that vision in mind. I should mention yeah. that everything that we've done has been by working with academics, even as I was at Autodesk. Some of them help us co-found the company. Yeah. And even, you know, we're participating or were part of that vision of functionalized tattoos. But I'll just finish by saying, as we keep maturing as a company, we mm-hmm. realize that not in all cases that tattoo form factor is what we want to have. And I'll tell you more about it as we go further into the hydration signal.
Okay, great. So now, before we get into the hydration signal in your product, so how big is your company? That's question number one. Number two, I know that you've got some really interesting backers, right? Like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. And I mean, we invested into...
I want to be clear. The investors are VCs who are, in the case of Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, who are backed by them and many others. So that group yeah. is called Village Global. It's an amazing team that it's not only Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates, it's also Mark Zuckerberg and yeah. many other prominent people in Silicon Valley, mostly. Besides them, there's the Thiel Foundation that is part of the Peter Thiel umbrella. It's the yeah. super early stage fund. and also we have the support of people like John Tannen, who's one of the Skype co-founders, through his fund yeah. called Metaplanet. Mm-hmm. And I think you were asking, what was the other question you were asking?
How big is your team, right? So how many people do you have on your team?
It's a pretty small team backed by scientific advisors who are with whom we meet every week, sometimes twice a week. Yeah. And one of them is actually one of the co-founders of the company. His name is Hendrik Dietz. He's someone who publishes in Nature Science 2-3 times a year. And his expertise is in manipulating matter using DNA with nanometric precision. And you can imagine, you know, if we can manipulate matter with nanometric precision and cell biology works at the nanoscale, then it means that we have the potential to create systems that interface with cell biology. And one application of those systems is biosensing. And that's why we're so excited that we can use DNA nanotech to be able to be applied in the context of biosensors.
Yeah. And can you tell me more about the one of the product that you have that can measure, right, via the saliva, something like electrolyte level, correct?
Yeah. Maybe if I can step back for a second, I'll just say that our main focus is in actually creating a platform that we call genetic signal. Once completed, we'll be able to detect arbitrary sequences of DNA or RNA in saliva with the same sensitivity or similar sensitivity to PCR. PCR is the benchmark in testing of nucleic acids. But the challenge with PCR systems is that they're very expensive. They require traditionally a central lab. And when they don't, they're, you know, not just expensive, but they don't scale. They're difficult to use. They require batteries. They're not something that you would just use in the field or at home very easily. So what we are working on is in a next generation, highly sensitive molecular test platform called Genetic Signal that won't have the same applications that you use for PCR, meaning from the early detection of cancer long before symptoms appear to neurological diseases to basically every single thing where you hear PCR, we will be able to replace or expand those markets. Now, coming back to your question, as part of an effort to identify short-term opportunities for having a product that could be used by people like as soon as the second half of 2023, we came across this idea that we could use a subset of that technology to be able to detect hydration levels, for example, in athletes or also in the elderly population or even other applications, like, for example, preserving safety of field workers, you know, in farms, etc. Our main focus is in athletes, but I just want to make sure that it's clear that it can be used elsewhere. And we're excited about that. We're seeing, thanks to advisors in the sports and in this, thanks to amazing sports advisors, including, you know, former world champions and just people who are highly connected to pro league sports. Yeah. We're seeing incredible traction in this direction. And just to be completely honest with you, that is incredibly important for a small startup that has a big vision, but has to also show market validation if it's going to be able to achieve its maximum potential. So we're excited about that direction. We think we're close to delivering something that can make a difference in athletes' routines so that they don't need to be taking, you know, gravity, like urine tests or something more invasive. And then they can easily get a sense of their hydration levels by just a quick saliva sample.
Yeah, and I think it's what's interesting also is the low cost. It's going to be very, very low cost, and you can get the results almost right away, right?
That's almost right away. Yeah, and what we're learning, again, our expertise is in biosensors, right? Just to be clear, what we're learning from experts in sports and by talking to pro league teams is that is not just the fact that it's something that is easy to use, but the main goal, one of the underlying goals of getting athletes tested is that by ensuring that they're properly hydrated, we are reducing the risk of soft tissue injury, which, as you know, it's very common, right? When you're dehydrated, your muscles mm-hmm. are tense. When muscles are tense, sprains and tears are common. So in a way, we're just setting up and helping an athlete by empowering them, helping athletes by empowering them with information so that they can stay properly hydrated and reduce the risk of soft tissue injury.
Yeah, which is important, right? So, and as you said, there's been, there's different ways, I think, today that teams can do hydration assessment, right? For example, Gatorade, right? Back in the day, or even to this day, they came up with this patch, but you have to kind of send the patch to your lab and wait for the result to come back, so which kind of defeat the purpose, right? And like you said, sometimes the urine test is pretty common, but athletes don't like that. So what do you think is your competitive advantage?
Well, I mean, first of all, we look up to every effort that has been done around helping people stay hydrated. And I think, the Gatorade GX sweat patch is one great example.
Yeah.
As with anything, we always want to keep improving. So one challenge with sweat patches is that they require you to perform exercise. And sometimes for a long time, like 20, 40 minutes, even more time. So you can imagine that if you have an athlete that is already dehydrated and starts to do exercise just to learn that they're dehydrated, you are mm-hmm. incurring mm-hmm. in a higher risk of injury. Whereas if you can take a quick saliva sample, sometimes even the night before, when you can do something about it in time, that is a more productive use of a biosensor. Otherwise, yeah, anyways, I'll just leave it like that. So I think that is one competitive advantage we have, that we can assess hydration levels before you begin to exert exercise, and also after, right, and what to do about it. And then the other competitive advantage is that, the form factor is so simple to use and the cost is so significantly different than, let's say, electronic-based devices that are out there, that it just makes it easy for everybody to use whenever they think that they need to test for their hydration levels.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I know you haven't launched your product yet, right? So I don't know if you can talk about your future business model or what do you guys envision? Can you talk about that as well?
Yeah, we're a small startup at this point, and the most direct way to get to market right now is through B2B partnerships. However, as we keep growing, ultimately, to be able to reach our growth goals, we will build up skills in the team, acquire new skills so that we can execute a D2C go-to-market strategy that follows the B2B launch. That's our goal.
Okay. That makes sense. Now, what are your goals for the next 12 months? What are you trying to accomplish? Maybe raise some additional funding, obviously doing maybe some pilots. What are your goals? What are you trying to achieve for the next 12 months?
We want to finish. We are determined to finish an MVP of the hydration signal so that we can start running pilots in the second half of 2023, at which point we will be ready sometime in the first half of 2024 for a broad release of the hydration signal. And then in parallel to that, we also want to make sure that within the next 12 months, we can already start to run pilots for the genetic signal platform, which is this PCR equivalent platform that can be used at home or in the field without any instrumentation or batteries, and therefore it's a massively scalable approach to PCR testing. And yeah, by the way, our initial focus, will, as far as we know today, would also be in the sports, market. And I will be, and can't wait to tell you more as we become more public about that.
That's great. And then last question, very last question. So for anyone looking to learn more about Logic Inc., how do they reach out to you guys? What's the best way to do that?
Reach out to, I mean, you can reach out to me, carlos@logic.ink, or you can reach out to our overall team at sales@logic.ink. I think, yeah, that's the answer.
Okay, that's great. So look, we're at the end of the podcast, but I want to thank you for your time today. Thank you, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening. To access past episodes and other research, articles, and analysis of sports technology, please visit our website, theupside.us. Subscribe to the Upside newsletter and receive full access to our sports tech business letter and website. Royalty-free music is provided by ibaudio.com. The Upside podcast provides timely insights and interviews with global leaders in sports technology. Until next time, keep looking to the upside.